Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks very much for letting me take a week off. And thank you even more for letting me come back and be a part of your busy Monday morning. Did you do an open phone Friday type of thing where you give everybody the opportunity to air out their grievances?
Yeah, we had open phones. We had a lot of calls.
Did you? Well, I didn't get to participate, so I want to redo it. I want to have open phone Monday.
That's fine.
I didn't get to hear. I was, you know, out there. I didn't get to hear what was going on. I tried to listen on a couple, three different occasions.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't get my iPhone to link up with the streaming. It wasn't working properly.
So you were on vacation, and yet you were going to listen to the show?
Well, I wanted to see how bad you were.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this morning I thought one of the things we would do, obviously open phones, so anything you want to talk about is fine with me. I thought one of the things that I, along with everything else that's going on right now, something that seems to be what I would consider to be a disturbing trend is what looks to be inappropriate and unacceptable violence on the part of the police department against their suspects. And the angle I'd like to discuss is, what part is the public playing in causing this problem? By that I mean we have videos. I've got two video clips that I've got right at my fingertips right this very second that show officers in what appears to be unwarranted and brutal beatings of suspects. The first one that I refer to is in Connecticut. It shows two police officers arresting a third man. It looks like he's running and then hits the ground, and he's on the ground. Two other officers come up. They attempt to cuff him, and then they just begin stomping the crap out of this guy.
Once he's cuffed.
I can't tell whether he is cuffed, but he is not getting up.
We have had the situations before where cuffed suspects are being manhandled. And
Okay. He's being stomped on by one or the other. Now, a third officer rolls up on the scene, gets out of his cruiser, and also starts kicking and stomping the suspect.
A third officer who in no way was in any danger from this guy or had been attacked by this guy previously.
Again, this is my point. According to the video that we see, your point is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we don't know in the video is, what did this guy do? What did the perp do? Did he just put a gun to a police officer's head and blow his brains out? Did he, you know, what did he do? Now, I'm not saying that would warrant this type of behavior. The police officers, the police department, they should have the professionalism that even if he did just kill a police officer, it should be a case that once he is subdued and in custody, you stop, okay? If he is resisting, I'm sorry. You're resisting an officer, you're taking a swing, you're trying to reach for his gun, you're going for your own weapon, you're yelling at, then you get what you get to a point. When you are subdued
If you're defending yourself from a beating like that, does that constitute resisting?
Listen, if you are being told to shut your pie hole, get on the ground, and instead, you're taking a swing at the officer.
Well, I understand that.
Then you get the smackdown.
But if you are cuffed and on the ground, and then somebody starts stomping on you, and you start to defend yourself, does that constitute resisting?
See, in my book, no. That's not resisting. That's defending yourself.
Right.
And that's where the police have now have crossed the line. And instead of being police officers protecting and serving,
and look,
they're now the perpetrators.
We understand that law enforcement deals with scumbags on a daily basis, and they can probably get a bit jaded when it comes to this stuff.
Absolutely. And you deal with one dirtbag after another, after another, after another. Your temper and your nerves can wear thin.
But there's really no defense for stomping a cuffed man who's already on the ground.
See, I agree with you. I agree with you. So let's go to the phones real quick, and we'll carry on with this subject. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just got a quick comment about the use of excessive force with police. I don't condone rioting or looting or anything like that in response, but an important thing about humanity that really needs to be remembered is evil will find any opportunity to assert itself. And in instances where you have something like justice, it's important to know that when justice is not served, vengeance will not be denied. Not condoning it, but it is an unfortunate reality.
And that's where we're going to go. We're going to get to this officer shooting and the rioting that's happening in the St. Louis area. We're going to get to that. We're just going to kind of lead up to that. But thank you very much for calling in, Scott. I appreciate that. All right, so the second video that I have that I've been looking at is from California. And it is a California highway patrolman that is responding to a call of a homeless woman that is, she's getting into traffic. Witness video, a driver sees the woman in traffic. They're trying to merge onto the highway. The patrolman is trying to talk her, you know, out of the traffic. She won't come out of the traffic for whatever reason. So he pursues her. He tackles her, puts her on the ground. Now, at this point, he is protecting her and the other drivers. That amount of use of force, I got no problem with. This is an individual that if you don't take her down and take control of her, if she gets away, she may run into traffic and be killed, cause an accident, that kind of stuff. But in the video, he flips her over on her back, he straddles her, and he takes several punches and punches her in the face, in the head and in the face.
And this is a woman who probably, now we don't know the situation, but probably has some sort of mental issues that causes her to wander
in traffic.
In traffic.
Yeah.
So you've got a mentally deficient person, and the officer who has controlled the situation now decides to use violence to...
Again, I qualify this, and this is the reason I'm bringing up. These 1 minute, 2 minute video clips that we have is all the information that the public is being given. And so the public is being given these images, and the logical conclusion to watching these images without any other knowledge, without knowing what was going on, was the woman yelling, "I'm going to kill you, sucker. I'm going to, you know, I got a gun. I'm going to blow your brains out." What was she threatening? We don't know.
But most of the police cars these days have the cameras on them that cover a lot of this stuff. And we've seen TV shows with that have all of these things.
But this feeds the feeling of the public that all police are being overly violent and are mistreating their suspects. And that is absolutely not true. The vast majority of police officers that are out there are doing an amazing job. They are taking a brutal amount of abuse from the public, verbal and physical, and they're doing their job in a great way. But there's a handful out there that are being just a horrific misrepresentation of police. And what does that lead to, and what does it contribute to? All right, let's do. Because our next caller up, Les, is on the line, and we always have a situation where the poor guy, I have to cut him off. I'm going to go to break now, and when we come back, we'll take Les's phone call. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, don't go anywhere.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. And let's go to our brother from another mother, Les. Good morning to you, my friend.
What's going on, man?
Thanks for holding on through the break. I normally have to cut you off so that we can go to break. This time, I decided to do a little differently.
That's all right.
All right, so when was the last time you were brutalized by the police?
Actually, man, it was in my younger days, my 20s.
Yeah.
If you recall, man, back in the 80s, there was a program, and it was basically a legalized, I guess you could call it legalized profiling. It was called CRASH, all right?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And in the larger cities, what it was is you had two or more male minorities, regardless of age. Cops had the right to pull you over, be it on bicycle, skateboard, whatever, cuff you. Make you put your ankles crossed, you know, and then get down and kneel, and they searched you,
mm-hmm.
okay? after a while, that was outlawed. That was profiling, blah, blah, blah. Now, you can have pros and cons to that, whatever, but basically, you know, our country was built on like this. You can go out if you choose to break the law and do that, okay? You're a criminal. However, the cops have rules and regulations. It's like a game of chess. I'm going to catch you, but I got to catch you within the confines of what I've been legally, the power I've been legally given to do that. To.
Right.
But this is something else. All right, now, you've talked about the chick who just got beat down.
Yeah.
By this California Highway Patrol.
You've seen the video?
Okay. Oh, I've seen it weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you got the situation in St. Louis, okay?
Right, we're going to get to that too.
Okay, now you can go back a few months earlier where this cat in Jersey, this blood, this gangbanger, wanted to get notoriety and fame by killing this cop. You recall that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, people, pundits, people in politics, whatever, they come up with the conclusion that, hey, the biggest problem from a situation like that stems from not having a father in the home. And everybody wants to jump to that and say, yeah, that's right. If dad would have been there, it wouldn't have been like this. Let me give you a little history, because people get tied up so much in his story and not history that the lines get blurred. Now, you can take it from a black man's standpoint from the time this country was invoked, all right? Now, let's get past the slavery and everything, all right? Let's get past the time past the Emancipation Proclamation and the 14th Amendment, all right? We're done with that. Now, we're at the time of segregation, Jim Crow laws in the South, which I've seen the end of, but my grandfather and my father seen the whole time, all right? So, you got these men thinking, well, you know what? No matter what happens, we look at a white person wrong, we do one crime wrong, these cops are going to come beat our butts, all right? We're going to get beat down. Now, let's fast forward, let's say, to the 50s, where it wasn't so much lynching, but you had the Jim Crow laws in full effect.
Right.
So my father sees it. He knows that he can bust his ass just as good as anybody else. He can pay his taxes, but he can't go somewhere. And if he's at a wrong time, like down south, Seth, you've heard it in several towns like I did when I grew up, don't get caught in this town after sundown if you're a black person. Minority of any color, okay?
Sure.
So you get that. And now that man, my father's genre or generation, has that mentality. Then you get up to me, who had to live through crash, who had to live through being just profiled and pulled over regardless of what I was doing because of who I was, not what I was. And then you get, you know, the rap groups coming out like NWA and Ice-T, you know what I'm saying? They're saying, fuck the police.
Right.
Now, what makes you think? Now, I'm a cat that's pretty even keeled when it comes to social situations, justice or injustice. Just a footnote, I have two very good friends that are cops in Merrill where I live. Great guys have always helped me out. But you take a man, put him in that situation, you go through all the history that I just went through, think about it, what makes you think that a black father in that home would actually have the mentality to say, hey, let's not do that, man. Let's walk away from this because, you know what, they're really going to try to help us out. In most situations, it wouldn't be
okay,
like
so,
that, man.
So what you're saying is that the environment that the police officers are walking into is a result of a lot of history, that there is a lot of attitude that has to be overcome, that the officer is not there to help. The officer is there to cause more problems than to help.
80% of any minority in any minority community. Now, people get mixed up and just think about it with a certain race. They want to say, you know, black first and then Hispanic. But what do you think that somebody from Croatia, who can't speak our language and is given, you know, a simple thing, a simple task that a police officer wants them to perform, and then they can't understand it, they don't know what's going on, then they get roughed up and cuffed up. Now, I got to come from that cop's point of view, too. Hey, I don't know what this cat's saying.
See,
goes back to legal immigration. We ought to be able to speak the language if you're here.
The issue that you bring up, I understand what you're saying, but there comes a point where you're a prime example that you look around the environment that you're in and go, wait a minute, this isn't right. This isn't the way things ought to be done. Just because my family or my friends are telling me that 5-0 rolls up into my neighborhood, they're coming to beat me, that doesn't necessarily have to be true if you've never experienced it. If every experience you've seen is the opposite, then you can't come into the attitude with police with that prejudice. That's just as wrong as if the officer rolls up and go, oh, this guy's black, so he's guilty.
Absolutely, but that gets to my point. It's a bigger problem than just this spur of the moment, this firebox thing, because it goes deeper than that. You look, though, man. You look and you see how, you know, a certain community is portrayed. I mean, you look at, you know, something I've noticed lately, and I don't watch the show Cops because it pisses me off, but you look at Cops and you see any minority, man, they're being cuffed and their face is being shown.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, the people that aren't minorities, their faces are blurred. You know what I mean? So not only are you given that perception yourself, that perception is being portrayed everywhere, man. You know what I mean? It's a perfect example, man, is you can look at my two boys. My oldest boy definitely looks like me. My little boy looks like an Italian with an afro. There have been situations in my town from people that didn't know that those boys were brothers.
Yeah.
And I sit back and I look how different they're treated in some ways, man. And it's absolutely stunning to me, man. We cannot have a serious conversation about this situation until we delve deeper into what the root cause of the problem is. I lived with my parents till I was 12, and it wasn't that I had to leave. I wanted to stay with my grandmother. But that's a single woman. When I was coming into my teenage years, while I was a rough cat, she raised me fine. So you just can't stereotype even that home living situation.
Right.
There are several people, including, we might not agree with his politics, but our president was raised by a single woman.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, you're right. You're right. The father was basically absentee.
It's just like this, man. Your DNA is your DNA. What's woven into you? Out of all the things I've seen in my neighborhood and knowing how bad it could be, I knew every cop in the world wasn't like that. But you know what? It's just as important. Like Rand Paul, who knows going into black communities probably ain't going to be the most productive thing in his life, but he's letting those communities know that, hey, man, I'm really looking out for you. I know I don't look the role. I know I don't look the part, but I have your best interest at heart, and he ain't scared to do that. There has to be more police officers, more people in those types of jobs and in those types of authoritative positions to come out to those communities and say, look, man, we know what our track record is. We know what y'all think of us. But we're here to let y'all know that we got to work the same, because people out here killing y'all, people are robbing y'all, y'all kids scared to walk down the road. Them Crips, them Bloods, them gangsters ain't going to help y'all.
That's a very, very good point.
We're going to bring them into the fold. We're going to try to keep that out of your hood. Yeah. You got to help us, though.
And that's a good point. And we're going to take a break on that, and I'm going to build on that point for the next segment. What we are being fed, what we are being introduced to via these videos, these clips and so forth, may not always be the part. And we're going to talk about this rioting in St. Louis and how the perception of police is contributing to the rioting, the looting, and the problem that's happening. And Les, thanks very much for calling in, brother. I appreciate it.
All right.
See you, man. All right, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back, and we'll take more of your phone calls, 715-845-2155, right after this.